24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Live from New York and broadcasted worldwide
on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Echo, Apple TV, Siri, and all mobile streaming devices.
Welcome to Productivity 360, your platform for all things productivity.
With your host, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph,
a.k.a. Mr. Productivity. It's time to talk productive.
Welcome back to Productivity 360, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, every Friday right here on Bashani and worldwide. We are bringing you the best and the brightest from all around the world. Today, folks, I am super excited to have one of my good friends on the line with us today as we talk world civility. Listen, I cannot even begin to read his bio. I'm just going to have to put a link in there for you to go check it out. It is too vast. It has too many accolades on it. And literally, when I tell you, I've never seen someone whose accolades change by the hour. And that is exactly what happens, my friends. Why? Because he's a man who understands what creating cultures of honor can do. Today, we're going to be talking to none other than His Excellency, Ambassador Dr. Clyde Rivers. How are you doing today, my friend?
Vernet, I am fantastic and always a delight to be anywhere in the zip code you're in.
Well, thank you so much, sir. Like I said, I want to get to the meat of it for the folks so they know what's going on. Bottom line, man, talk to us. Let's talk world civility. Let's talk world civility, sir. Let's talk about the day, World Civility Day. Let's talk about how it started, where it started, and let's build on from there.
Okay, Matt, World Civility Day started with Dr. Gordon Bradshaw and Dr. Chuck Hughes out of the Gary, Indiana Chamber of Commerce. They actually realized that if we're going to make any progress in the world, we have to be civil with each other. And what they did, they went and started in Gary, Indiana, the headquarters of World Civility. They came up with, hey, let's start community civility counts because we need each other. And this civility is not partisan. Everybody in the world needs civility. Absolutely. And that's how, and then I became a spokesperson for it because I do a lot of work with my I Change Nations around the world.
Absolutely. Now, for those who are listening and haven't heard from you, I don't know where on the planet they could be from, but let's talk a little bit about that. Dr. Clyde Rivers, founder of I Change Nations. What is that? What does it mean? What do we do? Come on, let's break it down for the people.
All right. You see, one of the amazing things, Dr. V, about I Change Nations is I established cultures of honor. As I was traveling around the world, I saw great people that nobody was acknowledging. And I asked myself, I said, why is it that everybody we have to wait for our heroes to die to recognize? And I said, no, that doesn't work. So I created a culture of honor, and I'm building modern day heroes so people can see who are people that are transforming the world. And Dr. V, I've learned one thing. When you show people what's honorable, they have a benchmark to acquire. If you show me all the dead people, I don't know their lives. All we talk about is their highlights. We don't talk about how they struggled every day, how they got up when it wasn't easy. But if you have a modern day hero, they can explain that to people and show them the difference.
Wow. Wow. What a phenomenal philosophy. Now, I understand you travel the world. I know you've been to well over 80 different nations. You've been with the heads of state, kings. I'm talking about everyone who's anyone knows who Dr. Clyde Rivers is and understands what I Change Nation is. But what I want to help the people to understand today, Dr. Rivers, is how I Change Nation came from a thought. I want to build upon that. They see the story, but I need them to understand how this story got started.
Man, this is so good because it started with an idea out of prayer. And I want to tell you something. Everything in the world, Dr. Burnett, starts with an idea. Nobody's ever made wealth without ideas. Ideas create everything. So everything that came into existence as a thought, an idea that somebody moved upon. So I Change Nations was a thought 5.5 years ago, and now we have representation in over 120 nations because of a thought.
Come on, sir. Listen, I hope that you all are picking up what we're putting down today from a thought, from a thought to inception to 120 nations around the globe. Are you picking up what we're putting down today? So we've covered how World Civility started. We covered the headquarters. Now we talked about I Change Nations and how that was built from literally a thought. Now, the question is, how has collaborations and partnerships helped you to build the organization that you have, and how has it transformed and changed your life?
Dr. Burnett, every institution in the world needs civility. Every institution in the world needs honor. As I travel the world, I go, everywhere needs honor. And what happens is there's a famine for honor, so people are afraid to acknowledge who's doing well. But when you acknowledge who's doing well, I have a simple philosophy in life. If I make everybody great around me, we get better. Because no one can actually steal my design because I'm patented by God. So my assignment is tailor-made for me, so I'm not threatened by anyone else in the world. So now I can empower others, and that's what it takes, Dr. Burnett, to change the world.
I've often told people, Dr. Rivers, how relationships is the new currency, collaboration is the new currency, and you are the walking, living, breathing epitome of that which I speak about. That is so, so honoring to see you go across the globe, recognizing the unsung heroes, the heroes and everyday heroes of today, humanitarian and global and world leaders all across the world. Can you tell me if you had ever imagined starting off from where you come from? Now, everyone has a story, and I got to get you to just give them a glimpse of this story to let them know who they're listening to today.
Yeah, I grew up special education. I rode a short bus to a special school in elementary school. And you know what? And Dr. V, I'm not ashamed of my faith. Jesus came and changed my life. And you know what, people, I'm not talking about a religious Jesus. I'm talking about one that owns the world. I'm talking the one that he's the one that's done it in my life. And Dr. B, one of the great things is I work with every culture. I work with Hindus, I work with Buddhists, I work with Muslims, I work with everyone. Because everyone, God made everyone.
That's right.
People be different. My faith is in Jesus Christ, but I'm not angry at people that are not. So that's what helped me in World Civility. There are great people doing work to help humanity, and that's the people I'm looking to assist. Are those that are helping humanity?
Talking about assisting and highlighting people who are helping humanity. Yesterday, April 9th, was World Civility Day. I want to talk about World Civility 2020, some of the awardees and appointments that were made. Let's talk about that. Break it down so that people can see the extent and the sphere of influence in which we speak.
Okay, Dr. V, great. I'm happy you asked that. Let me just state something. I really believe after this pandemic, the only way to put the world back together will be civility. Mm. Because people are going to have to learn how to reconnect with each other. And it wasn't a civil war. It wasn't racial tension that caused
it. Come on.
So step our game to the next level. And Dr. Burnett, we were honored this year as a 2020 awardee of our I Change Nations Civility Icon. We had former President Joyce Banda of Malawi. She was the second woman president on the continent of Africa, and she's helped over 1.3 million people in her country. She became a world, an I Change Nations Civility Icon. We have Manoj Shaw, this man out of Kenya. He's a phenomenal man. He owns MP Shaw Hospital. He's the president of the Lions Clubs for Africa, making sure the entire continent of Africa gets sight. We have Dr. Robin Lococo, who is the global special needs icon. She's created an organization called Challenge Champions and Heroes. She wants to bring awareness back to the special needs people in the world that are doing great things. And what she says, Clyde, they're abled, just differently abled.
Yeah.
Then we have Dr. Linda Lara. She's the USA Civility Icon, Woman of the Year. Her and her husband, Dr. Sonny Lara, take gang member kids and transform them into college students, police officers, and they become effective in our society. We have Patrick Basinge. That man has started World Greatness Day, and out of England, out of the UK, and this man was our European Icon of the Year because he's began a culture of honor around the world, and he's impacting Europe. Doctor, we have Jason Renville, my dear friend. As a matter of fact, I honored both of you guys at the Capitol. At the Capitol, we gave you guys some special awards for your service to humanity. And Jason Renville is the I Change Nation diplomat icon for the work he's done around the world. Then, Doc, we have Dr. Michael Pitzel. She's the chancellor of our graduate college and seminary in Kampala, Uganda. And what she did, she created a new concept for education. She created a searcher, not just a researcher. She said the people that are creating the ideas, they should be awarded as well because they've created and they brought brand new knowledge into existence. Come on, Doc.
Come on now. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people who are making a difference in their community, in their state, their region, their country, and the world, folks. Are you hearing the wisdom that is being dropped right now? Are you hearing the caliber of people? I'm talking about starting at the top. We're not talking about the bottom, folks, not second place, not third place, but number one. This is what productivity and world civility is all about. I Change Nations is leading the world in civility. Come on, talk to us, Doc.
But Dr. V, we had a special board meeting to actually bring a brand new professor into our organization. There's a man that established an organization called Productive Business. That man is none other than Dr. Burnett.
We appreciate you, sir.
Professor Dr. Burnett, because you've created brand new knowledge and you help people. And with our board, you were a unanimous decision for a professorship of business civility. So you are the father of that order. And I love it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, sir. It is a pleasure and an honor. I look forward to being the spearhead of business civility around the globe. We appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
So as we look through this list, I want you to understand that these are people who are bringing new paradigms, new initiatives that are changing the trajectory of the world. That's why we can honestly say I Change Nations is changing the world. This is imperative for you to understand. Now, I want you to continue on, Doc, but before we do that, I want to help the people to understand that world civility has already been spoken of on the U.S. House of Representatives floor. This is something that has shot straight to the top. And if they don't know, now they know, and they need to get on board.
Yeah, because Professor Joseph, we understand one thing. What you sow, you reap. We believe the golden rule. And see, with that, Dr. Vernet, there's an unintended consequence of the golden rule. It says, treat people the way you want to be treated. But what they don't say is how you treat people is the way you will be treated.
Come on,
So I tell people, if you mistreat people, you're only sowing for yourself to be mistreated. And I've seen no one ever escape the consequence. You mistreat people, that consequence is coming. So I'm educating people that, hey, we need to bring civility into the world, because if we have incivility, the one that's incivil is sowing incivility back, and it's an unintended consequence, and they can't stop it.
That is so good. That is so good. I hope you all are picking up what he's actually putting down. Right now, these nuggets, this wisdom has shot across the globe and is boomeranging back simply for you to hear it today. On this Follow Through Friday, I want you to pick up the nuggets that are being laid down in this interview. Come on, Dr. Rivers. We really, really do appreciate this. So you're going through, I know we're probably only a fourth through of some of the people who you have awarded and appointed for World Civility Day.
Yes, we have Dr. Ruben West, who is our communication technology. This great man has created a new communication technology called Bialogue. It is where monologue and dialogue meet and the two become one. And he's created Bialogue, a new communication technology. So he's our communication technology icon of the year. We have Dr. Raymond Harlaw out of Canada. He's the founder of the Canada Book Club. And he's an entrepreneur, and he's looking to plant 1 million coconut trees in the country of Guyana to help establish economy to help people with employment in Guyana. We have Psalm Ayube, who has our song of the year, One World, One Love. This young man out of Nigeria is a young man that is transforming the world. We have Dr. Nashawn Walker, who is our USA Youth Icon of the Year. He's created an organization that got 1,500 kids jobs in the summer, urban kids jobs. I'm telling you, we have Nelson Noel. This gentleman is running to be the president of Haiti. And he's created a business model, and he's doing a business to help bring economy into Haiti. He's a phenomenal man. We have Louisa Akaizo. She's a civility expert, and she has started an initiative for African girls to be empowered. We have Anwar Abbas. Anwar Abbas is our African Business Man of the Year. He owns the actual port of actually Mombasa, Kenya. And what he does, he and his wife, Sophia, they are helping millions of people by empowering people. And then we have Phineas Kanithia, my dear friend out of Houston, Texas. He is our dream actualization icon 2020. What that man does, he helps you take your dream as an individual and bring it into actualization. There's none I've seen like this man anywhere in the world. And we have Dr. Sonia Robinson. She's our newcomer of the year, and she established a concept called Conversations That Matter. Conversations That Matter is what everyone's going to have as we put this world back together again. And and we have Jared Akama, Professor Jared Akama. This man is our Kenya icon of the year. He's gotten me into so many places to help bring stability, and he's created a curriculum. He's just a master. We have one other man. We have the African Educator of the Year is a young man named Matias Matola. And what he's created, a genius concept. And as an educator, he believes every person has a genius inside of them. Mm. So what he does, he actually educates the genius, not the other person. Come on, everybody has a genius, and everybody has a person inside that's not a genius.
Come on,
he
now.
Educates the genius. We have Dr. Johnny Vega. He's our youth USA civility leader. He goes into the inner city schools, and he works with these kids, and he turns their lives around. So, Dr. Burnett, those are some. We have we have presidents. We have a former president that's in our list, Dr. V, and we have these phenomenal people that are making a huge. These people on this list, they probably impact a billion people.
Come on now.
This is the impact, because Dr. V, it's about impact now. It's not about something. It's about impact. That's why I love business productivity.
Yes, yes, yes. At the end of the day, that's what we want everyone to know. You have greatness on the inside of you. Do not rob us as a world by not allowing your greatness to come out. Something inside of you, something that you are here to produce, must be brought out. And I Change Nations, World Civility, and all of the platforms that they are building are helping everyday heroes to be recognized before you die. I want you to pick that up. Before you die, everyday heroes, humanitarians making great things happen. Let's sidestep for just a moment, Dr. Rivers. Earlier, I was listening to you talk about how to live in the midst of a storm. People need this right now. I want to tap in to a few things that you mentioned. Powered by God. Say a little something on that.
Yeah. What it is this, when you understand the word of God, Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And then there's a scripture that says, for God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but he gave us power, love, and a sound mind. Now, people, we have a pandemic. I'm washing my hands. I'm staying home, but I'm not letting the spirit of fear in. I'm not letting the spirit of fear in my mind. And I believe life and death is in the power of my tongue. So guess what? Every day I wake up, I speak life. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have the greatest day I've ever had in my life. Good things are overtaking me. And Dr. Burnett, it's happening every day in my life, because circumstances come and go, and this too will come to pass. So people, if I can encourage you, get the right vocabulary. Stop speaking about everything you hear, and speak about what you want to see, and walk by faith.
This is so, so good. I hope that you all are picking up what is actually being put down. There's some seasoning that's going in that pot that is going to make your meal extremely tasty, and it will help your life. It will bring nourishment to your life. Next thing I want to ask you is, how to fortify your mind. You mentioned stacking the chips and building the bricks.
Let me tell you, when you understand what God's word says, his word says, he's come for us to have abundant life. This is how you stack the chips. You speak the positive word out of your mouth, and it's like building a house brick by brick. Let me give you an example. Great things are overtaking me today. I'll wake up tomorrow morning, I'll say, great things are overtaking me today. That's two bricks. Great things, that's three bricks. Great things are overtaking me, that's four bricks. And I'm building the bricks because faith comes by hearing. So as I speak these things, and watch this, people, let me tell you something. Your ears are automatically trained to believe everything you say. Whatever you say, your ears are trained to believe your voice. So I've learned to take my voice and create what I want to see in my life and not what I don't want to see. So you speak the word consistently and you're building the bricks. You're stacking the chips, building the bricks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love a statement that was made today. It says, what does it mean to be intoxicated by sight?
Man, it's Dr. V, that is when you've looked at something for so long that you can't even see outside of it. And all of us have friends that are so stuck in the problem that every time you meet them, they're talking the problem. That person is intoxicated in their sight. What they're living around has caused an intoxication of their imagination. Mm. If your imagination is intoxicated, you better hope it's intoxicated with the right things. If not, it puts you in a mental stupor. And you have to get your way out of those things.
Wow, wow, wow. Lastly, I just want to bring this out because I know this is going to help somebody as they're listening in their car, whether they're at home on the replay, whatever the case may be. Let's talk meditation for a quick moment. Meditation of the mind, health, wealth, victory, and fear. Come on, sir.
Let me tell you this here. I've learned one thing. You have to cast down the wrong imaginations. People, sometimes I'll be sitting in my house all by myself and I get thoughts, crazy thoughts, like everyone else does. Thoughts come, thoughts go. But what you have to do, you have to begin to imagine what you want to see come to pass. So what does that look like? That looks like you, when you have time to meditate, begin to meditate on what you want to see. Because as you meditate, it's almost like running a TV show over and over again. Because what happens is a person's mind produces whatever they put in. The mind produces that. So if you're 24/7 hearing negativity, you can't help but produce negativity because faith comes by hearing. And what you're hearing is building an image in your imagination. So people, guess what? I had to change what I was hearing. And I realized the one that could change it was me.
Come on, sir. Come on, sir. This is what it is. This is what I'm talking about. You want to know how the thought leaders of the world think? Well, you've just gotten a crash course. You want to know how to build an organization from scratch? Well, you just heard how I Change Nations was built from an idea. You want to learn why there's power in relationships and collaborations? Well, you've just heard it from the master himself. Folks, I hope that you all are picking up what Dr. Rivers is putting down. We've been talking world civility and how to live in the midst of a storm. There is absolutely nothing that can overtake you except you allow it. Change your mind and it will change your life. Change your speech and you will be able to reach further than you've ever done before. I'm talking about going to the next level, going to the next dimension, and entering into the new stratosphere. Are you hearing what I am saying, folks? Come on, man. Wow. Dr. Rivers, this is what I'm talking about. Life has changed and people are going to recognize it. You mentioned something that once this pandemic is over with, people are going to need civility. How can they reach you to talk civility? Now, I know kings and queens are calling. I know that heads of state are calling, but I know that you also have statesman's training. I know that you have ambassador and diplomacy training. There are several ways that countries, states, and the world can begin to understand how they can deal with you, work with you. Talk to us about it.
Yeah. I have a partnership with a great man named Dr. Vernet. Dr. Vernet. So people contact me through Productive Business. And what will happen is this. Now we need specialists, not jack of all trades.
Come on, sir.
Dr. Burnett and I, we can help you put together the right mindset, and he can help you produce the business model for the next generation. So people, guess what? I don't work alone. I work in partnerships, because partnerships keep me in my strength, and I'm not stretching myself trying to do what I'm not good at. So Dr. Burnett and myself, we partnered Productive and I Changed Nation. So people contact him and he will help you get to me, and we'll talk about how to change the world. And I'm telling you, people, we're at the top already. At the top, it's different than the bottom. So guess what, people? You have to change your mindset. You have to change your mentality to work at the top. And when you get to the top, Dr. V, the one thing I can tell you that with most of the people I work with, the first thing, I have to give them a number one mindset. Because in the world, they are so used to not being valued. So they don't value their gifts. And they feel like their gifts are second class because there's somebody doing it better than them. Well, what I tell people is this: no one can do you better than you. No one can do that idea that you've been given by God better than you, because there's a patent. And this is the issue, is this: people look for perfection. I look for process. Process is perfection, because everything is changing always. So if you think you have it perfect today, just live another couple of minutes and it's changing. So what happens is, Dr. V, we are building a move forward mindset. So what is perfect is process progressing is perfection. So that Dr. V, we don't get people's minds locked up in, oh, I'm not perfect. The average person is afraid to step out of boat because they're afraid they won't be perfect. So they stay in the boat and they live a number two life, and number one's on the inside crying to come out.
Come on, sir. Come on, sir. It is said that the graveyard is the wealthiest place on earth because people have kept a number two mindset. You hit that on the head, sir. I appreciate that. I hope that you all are picking up what we're putting down today as we talk world civility, as we talk how to live in the midst of the storm. I pray that you understand, that you pick it up, and that you use the tools, tips, and strategies that you've heard in this interview. Why? Because life is better together, and together we can change the world.
Dr. V, that is so profound. And you know, let me tell you this here. What's going to take place, Dr. V, after this ends? Every country will have to go to their own sovereignty. Time in the history of the world where I brothers keep for first time. No country will be able to help other ones, because they all have to build their own economies back. But very, very soon after that, they'll have to work with other countries again because they don't have enough resources for themselves. And that's where our civility movement will help people cross the bridge, but this time with equity, because I am my brother's keeper. What happens in one country can now affect us all. So the first time in the history of the world, I see firsthand, I am my brother's keeper. What you do affects me, and what I do affects you.
My. Well, listen, folks, there's nothing else to be said after that. Make sure you watch for I Change Nations. We are changing the world. And what I need you to do, if you are a state or a country that has not heard of I Change Nations before, be sure to contact me at contactliveproduce@gmail.com. I will get you an understanding of what I Change Nations is, what it does, and how we can better assist your state and your country. Listen, World Civility Day, April 9th. But I need you to understand, states, we are instituting World Civility Days by state as well. So contact me again. That's contactliveproduce@gmail.com. I'm Dr. Vernet Joseph, Professor Vernet Joseph. I've been talking with my good friend, Ambassador Clyde Rivers of I Change Nations, and we've decided that we're going to change the world together. I hope that you all are listening and are ready for the movement. I'm Dr. Vernet, and I approve this message.
Thank you, Dr. B. Thank you, sir.
Yes, indeed. Blessings to you, my friend, and looking forward to changing the world with you again tomorrow.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you for listening to the Productivity 360 Radio Show
with Dr. Vernet A. Joseph.
Interact with Dr. Vernet on the Productivity 360 Radio Show Facebook page.
For books, coaching, or speaking inquiries, visit livetoproduce.com.
Until next week, be productive or be replaced.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.